Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only way you can take ESPN Rochester with you is the Radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
All right, you're back. In the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia, AM 950, 95.7 FM, ESPN Rochester on the free-to-download radio.com app. He is the co-host of Chuck and Winkler, our radio.com sports sister station, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Bart Winkler, good with this time and joining us to talk some Green Bay Packers in advance of the NFC Championship. Bart, thanks for your time. How are you, man?
Good. How are you guys?
Well, we're excited about the NFC Championship game. This is the heart of Bills country, so a lot of people either pulling for the Packers, maybe a few Chiefs fans here. We want to see those cold weather cities do well. Bart, when you look at, help explain to us, from what happened last year in Green Bay and how down and out this franchise is, what turned around, if you can summarize here, how this team finds itself back in the NFC Championship game?
Well, the headline is anything to do with Aaron Rodgers, and it looked like the relationship between him and Mike McCarthy when he was here as head coach was soured, and you saw it in the team's play. The team just did not have the same sort of efficiency that they had in the earlier years of that relationship. And for one reason or another, both parties needed to move on. So they fire him in the season. They bring in an interim head coach. They start a new head coaching search, and they settle on this guy that we knew little about, Titans offensive coordinator Matt LaFleur, who has shot up the ranks, has been part of this Shanahan tree, and they hire him, and again, we know very little about him and what it's going to be like. He's a younger guy, just shy of 40. He may have turned 40 this year, but he's got to now deal with Aaron Rodgers, who's just a few years younger. And for all accounts, it's worked. The two are getting along great. Again, that's the headline, but there's a lot more to it. This team, where it's been Aaron Rodgers, they're not as reliant on him in the past. He can still put the team on his back, have key third down, clutch up when he has to like he did on Sunday against Seattle. But the running game is there with Aaron Jones, maybe the best weapon they've had in that backfield in a long time. And they've got a defense. They went out, free agency was big for them for the first time in maybe 20 years. Za'Darius Smith from Baltimore, Preston Smith, Washington, Adrian Amos from Chicago. So they've added pieces for a quick fix. And it's gotten them all the way to the NFC Championship game.
Bart, I was ready to kick dirt on Rodgers' grave prior to last week's game. I know that through watching the course of the season, there were times where Rodgers didn't look like he was all there throwing the ball. There were some accuracy issues from time to time. And you mentioned that game against Seattle. Man, he was as clutch as he's ever been. He showed amazing touch under duress and accuracy like we never have seen. Like there was nothing ever wrong with Aaron Rodgers. Has his play been inconsistent through the course of the season?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, you listen to our show throughout the season, and we would say this on the show a lot. It's hard to believe that this team is in the NFC Championship game, or even that they were 13-3 with the reaction that would come in every week. Because even when they would win, there would be so much criticism about Rodgers' play, and I think for the most part it was deserved. The last game of the season against Detroit, I mean, he was very off. He did not look good. He was overthrowing targets. He was missing guys. He just was not the same Aaron Rodgers. He was holding onto the ball too long, another criticism of him. So there were definitely some problems with his play. And he was saying that, I feel fine, though. I feel the same. And we've talked to guys, and when guys that are elite lose it, they have a hard time knowing that they've lost it because they're still doing everything the right way. It's just the results aren't going there. So it's really hard to know what we're going to get out of Aaron Rodgers. It really is, because there's times where, you look around the league and you look at the 12 quarterbacks that were in the playoffs to start, and you think, hey, Aaron Rodgers is maybe the ninth or tenth best. And you can have that opinion because at times he's played like that. But then you can also say, well, he's still Aaron Rodgers. He's still the best quarterback left. And then he goes out on Sunday, and he shows that he maybe is. So he's been very inconsistent, and that's why I think it's been so good that the Packers boosted up on defense and have got this running game with Aaron Jones, because if Aaron Rodgers can be their third option to win a football game, if you can win with the defense or your running game before you need to get to Aaron Rodgers, that's how this team goes to the Super Bowl. If they need Aaron Rodgers to carry them and they don't have those other pieces, we've seen that from the Packers before, and they've always fallen short.
Bart, how is Rodgers viewed by Packers fans? And I'm going to hold the bar here at Brett Favre, because I think everybody to this day loves Brett Favre in Green Bay. And correct me if I'm wrong there. But to me, Rodgers is a fascinating thinker, somebody that I don't understand how you cut your parents and your family out of your life. I see him in some interviews, and he's grouchy and he's pouty. What is he? You're much closer to it than we are here, obviously. What is Aaron Rodgers like on a day-to-day basis, and what does the Packer fan base think of the guy?
All right, so to talk to an audience that roots for the Bills, this is going to seem very condescending in a way, but there's a angst here because we've only had two Super Bowl titles in 25 years. And we say that because we've been blessed with two great quarterbacks back-to-back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'd be like, you know, when Jim Kelly left, who are the various quarterbacks that have gone through there? I mean, J.P. Lossman. Doug Flutie had a nice run.
Could spend the rest of our show listing off those quarterbacks, Bart.
Yeah. So here it was Favre, and then right away it was Rodgers. And there are so many teams that haven't had two quarterbacks like this ever. I mean, the Bears have been around for 100 years. And who's their best quarterback?
Sid
Luckman.
You
could argue that it is. But you can argue that it's him, or then who's second? Jay Cutler?
Right.
I mean, the team has been bad at that position for 100 years. So for the Packers and their fans, we know that we've been blessed with these two great quarterbacks. So we know that bad times are coming again, that you have to rack up as many Super Bowls as you can now. So there is that angst. And I think the longer that Aaron plays, you know, the more that does open him up to criticism. And we've known this guy now for 13 years. And, yeah, some of the calls are, hey, Aaron Rodgers, he makes too much money for the team and his skills are deteriorating. All right, I mean, you can have that as a complaint. He does make a lot of money, and he's not the quarterback he once was. We get that. But there's also the calls that we have taken in the last 2 weeks. Danica Patrick gets mentioned, his girlfriend. They bought a house in Malibu, $28 million. Is that a distraction for him? People say, oh, I looked at his eyes. He talks about scotch a lot. Is he an alcoholic? Either we're being prank called at an incessantly high rate, or these are the real views of Packer fans, and I think it's definitely the latter. He's been here for so long, and he does, I think, pale to Brett Favre. Look, Brett Favre had his problems too, but Brett Favre was the guy. We just did this question, who's got a better legacy, Mike McCarthy or Mike Holmgren? And Mike McCarthy was here for twice as long as Mike Holmgren. But those 90s Packers, because the Packers were so bad for so long, I think Holmgren always is going to be more revered than Favre, or I'm sorry, McCarthy. And I think Favre, if you come down to it and pull the fan base, will always hold that edge over Rodgers.
So interesting. Bart Winkler, he's the co-host of Chuck and Winkler, our radio.com sports sister station, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Good with his time and joining us here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Let's look ahead to Sunday, the matchup against the 49ers. We know that the Green Bay offensive line is a good pass-blocking offensive line, and we know that San Francisco's defensive line can get after it. They did it against an inferior opponent in Minnesota with their offensive line. How do you see this matchup looking on Sunday, Bart?
Well, they went out there once already this year and they got destroyed. I mean, Packers lost after a bye week, November 24th, 37-8. I think that plays in a little bit of favor for the Packers because they know what they have to do. I don't know what happened with that bye week. It was Matt LaFleur's first bye week. I think he's got a lot of personal connections to this team. His brother coaches out there. He came up in the Shanahan tree. He's got friends on the coaching staff. When they went out to San Francisco, his wife and kids stayed with the defensive coordinator's wife and kids for San Francisco. So I don't know if some of that got to him. I don't know this California trip for the team. They already had gone to L.A. for the Chargers and gotten waxed, too. So it's been rough, and that game was rough. I think that they're a lot more focused than they were 2 months ago. And when a team's beating you pretty badly, you know the corrections that you have to make. I think the Packers can win this game, but they've got to play their best game of the season. San Francisco, and you guys have seen it, they are very, very good. They are clicking offensively on all cylinders. And it really is, you know, for as much as people talked about Sean McVay and everybody that Sean McVay's ever come in contact with is getting a head coaching job, a lot of that's Shanahan. A lot of that's from Mike Shanahan down to his son Kyle, obviously coach of the Niners, and now Matt LaFleur. So this is going to be a very interesting chess match in that regard. Packers can win this game, but they have got to play better than they've played all season.
How do you get the Garoppolo? Because I think we can kind of assume what we're going to get out of Aaron Rodgers after all these years, but Garoppolo hasn't been on this stage. So tell us a little bit about the Packers' defensive line, because to me that would be the key. If you can rattle Garoppolo a little bit, maybe you go in there and you pull off the upset.
They've got a good defensive line. Kenny Clark, interior lineman, you know, should be an all-pro. He's great. The Smith brothers, as we refer to them, Preston Smith and Za'Darius Smith, the two free agents talked about earlier, have been very good. Za'Darius Smith is every bit the all-pro that any of these other pass rushers are. Just has not gotten the recognition for that. And he has changed not just the culture of that defense and the pass rush, but the entire team. I mean, he was voted a team captain after 1 week. He's getting a lot of the credit for bringing this team together. And on the field, he shows how good he is each and every week. They can pressure the quarterback. They did a really good job of it last week against Russell Wilson. Just Russell Wilson is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Russell Wilson should have been sacked double-digit times last week, but he was so slippery and got out of so many near tackles. If they can bring that kind of pressure, then I think they can get Jimmy Garoppolo down to the ground. Now, Jimmy's weapons are better than Russell Wilson's were. So, again, the margin for error is very, very small. A guy I'm worried about matching up against is George Kittle. You know, some of these tight ends are freaks. Mm. You know, the Travis Kelce type, the Rob Gronkowski type, the Tony Gonzalez type. Teams have always had a hard time stopping those kind of guys. Packers have had a hard time stopping any tight end ever. I mean, we've made, like, Kyle Rudolph of the Vikings look like Gronk. We've made some of these tight ends. I say we, by the way. I'm an owner. We make these guys, you know, look like that because tight end has been a problem to cover, and that continues even with Mike Pettine's defense, and not Dom Capers. So those are some of the matchups I'm worried about. They can get to Garoppolo, but it's got to start with Za'Darius Smith, and it's got to start with Kenny Clark.
Bart, I look at Richard Sherman on the defensive side of the ball for the Niners, and I see a guy that still commands respect and has the potential of taking away a third of the field when he's out there, and a quarterback in Rodgers, who's faced him in the past, hasn't had a ton of success, and quite honestly doesn't want to throw it in that direction. Do you see that as something that may impede Rodgers' success throwing the ball downfield on Sunday?
Well, if Sherman's on Devontae, Rodgers is going to have no choice but to throw Richard Sherman's way. Devontae Adams on Sunday, 8 catches, 160 yards, 2 touchdowns. After that, who's the Packers' next best guy? I mean, there's been fantasy teams burned throughout the country because you thought, oh, Packers offense, I'll take Marquez Valdez-Scantling. I'll take Geronimo Allison. I'll pick up Alan Lazard on the waiver wire. Sure. There's no real good second option for Aaron Rodgers in the passing game. It was Jimmy Graham last week,
yeah,
with just the 3 catches, and Jimmy Graham's gotten a lot of criticism from fans this year, making as much money as he does with his lack of production in the passing game. They can put out Aaron Jones. They can use him as a receiver more. They can use maybe Jamal Williams a little more out of the backfield. But if Sherman is on Devontae, Aaron's just got to bite the bullet and go with him, because Devontae is the straw that stirs this offense. That's what I'd do if I was the Niners, but the Packers are just going to have to suck it up and go at them.
Our guest is Bart Winkler. He's the co-host of Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee, which you can hear on the radio.com app. So, Bart, I mean, it's still kind of early in the week. Which way would you be leaning? And then, you know, a quick thought there on what we should expect in the AFC Championship game between the Titans and the Chiefs.
Well, I told you I'm an owner, so I'm gonna take the Packers to win. Now, if I was you guys looking from afar, I'd probably say Niners win by maybe five, six points. I think objectively that's where I would go, but I just can't do it. So I'll take the Packers to win by 35 points.
Good.
No, I think it'll be close, but I'll take the Packers to win. I don't know how to read that AFC game. The Chiefs look like the team that should go. I would love to see a Packers-Chiefs rematch, NFL 100, Super Bowl I, Packers-Chiefs.
Yeah.
But, man, Tennessee, you just can't count them out at all. Mike Vrabel, there's something there with that team. There's something there with him as a coach. So I don't know. I'll take Packers-Chiefs just because that's, I think, what I want to see for the storyline. But, I mean, if I'm a betting man, which I am, I'm staying away from the weekend. I just have no idea what to think.
So if you're an owner, explain it to us. I would assume you've been to one of these shareholder meetings. What is that like? Do people ask questions on what should we do with the defense? I mean, what are those off-season meetings like there? What is it like to be a shareholder of the Green Bay Packers?
All right, so I have been to a shareholders meeting, and they hold these things in the middle of summer. And you drive up to the stadium. It's like June, right before training camp. You know, everything comes back. You get all tickled again about the Green Bay Packers. You're at Lambeau. You're walking around. It's summertime. The brat smells in the air, and it's great. And you're like, wow, this is so cool. I'm so lucky. And then you sit down, and then Ted Thompson or the GM, Brian Gutekunst, comes out. Team president Mark Murphy comes out. Oh, wow, this is cool. And then they hold a meeting, and it sucks. And then it's really boring. And then a lot of people leave early, and they go to the bar inside Lambeau, and they have lunch, and then they go home. And it's a good experience. You should do it. But you hear about the shareholders meeting. It's a definite meeting.
Yeah.
But I don't care. I can say I'm a Packer owner. I do it. I feel good about it. I go to the meeting.
Tremendous. Bart, one last thing for me. I'm curious. You know, Rodgers, you mentioned it earlier. He likes to end his press conferences and kind of deflects tough questions by saying, you know, I'm just going to go home, watch the film, have a scotch. And I got to think to myself, you know what? You're in Milwaukee, bud. You're in Green Bay. You're in Milwaukee. You know, play to your audience a little bit. Know your audience. Why not go home and have a cold one?
You know, when I was talking about criticisms of Rodgers, that's another one that's come up. The California kid having a scotch, what an elitist. Why can't he be like us and just have a Pabst Blue Ribbon? Come on. That, I know we love to criticize our heroes. That's a little too much. I think we should all be drinking scotch with them.
Bart, one last question for me here, and it actually is more of a thank you, and I'm speaking on behalf of many Buffalo Bills fans here. How did you let Micah Hyde go? I mean, I remember him making plays in Green Bay. That was the one that got away.
Oh, I know. There was a time where that was Ted Thompson. That was the GM there. They did not want to pay guys their second contract. And Micah Hyde, that one really bothered me because he was just, he's a utility man back there. You guys have seen it. I mean, he's great. And so it'd be nice to have him back. It'd be nice to have some of those offensive linemen back. It'd be nice to have a lot of guys back, but maybe even like a Randall Cobb. It'd be nice to have a Randall Cobb right now because there is no second option. But yeah, that one hurt for sure.
Bart, great stuff. Really appreciate you carving out some time for us here in Rochester. We'll be looking for you on the radio.com app at 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
You got it. Bart
great
Winkler.
Stuff.
He is the co-host of Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 The Fan in Milwaukee.
See, and I like the fact, like if you had the opportunity to buy stock in the Green Bay Packers and you're a fan, yeah, he's an owner. We have a team like that here locally. To Naomi Silver, Dan Mason, if you put shares up, right? Can I go buy a share of Rochester Community Baseball? I would hope so. I'm going to ask Nate Rowan, Dan Mason, that question.
Get in on that. Yeah. I think you can.
I think so.
I think Duffy's got a piece of it, actually.
I think so. And yes, if I want to go to the Red Wing shareholders meeting, it's probably very boring. They're like, God. Yeah, we're here. Oh, yeah, we're talking about the P&L line.
Awesome. Whatever, can't wait to go to a meeting. No, it's an actual meeting. You're not even serving cold ones?
It's not a beer? Pep rally,
oh,
no?
Crap. Oh. What did I sign up for? That was awesome. If you missed it, we'll get it on demand for you shortly. ESPNRochester.com or in the radio.com app. Search out the sports bar. All of our guest appearances are listed for you there. You can listen anytime, anywhere. NFL appetizers on the way next in the sports bar. We go around the NFL, serve up the day's top stories in bite-sized form. It's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years, online at alexsribs.com.
So there were 7 offensive coordinator positions yesterday, but some of these are getting snapped up here. We'll give you the latest coaching news. We've got some news from the Giants, news from the Browns, news from the Bears as well, and what a game last night. T. Higgins. Where would he go in the draft?
Stay in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia. NFL news and notes next on AM 950 and 95.7 FM. ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion. We've got you covered. Plus on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader, ESPN Rochester.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.